will be your pharmacon. Keep you well when day is young. Light your life just like the sun. Steal your breath when day is done. Love, like a poison. September is going, going, gone. I will be your remedy, bring you up and help you see. Hold you close, then set you free. Promise what I cannot keep. Buried deep is a quiet seed. Winter comes and all the small creatures sleep. Be your rising moon across the water, calling loon here and there, but leaving soon, lonely and pining for you. Love, you're a fickle rule. Go home, you're drunk, you wandering fool. I will be your pharmacon, keep you well when day is young. Light your life just like the sun, steal your breath when day is done. Love, like a poison. September is going, going.
It is time for Talking Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. I am your host, Taya J. I'm joined today on the show by Siri Undland, better known as Humbird. Siri sat down with me before her show at Delicious Orchards this past fall to chat about her most recent album, Right On. We hope that you enjoy. Well, Siri, it's an honor to have you back in the KVNF studios on the KVNF airwaves. It's been a minute. I know the last time you were on Talking Music, it was 2016, which was the last time you were here. And yeah, can you remember yourself in 2016 in this studio?
Yeah, I can actually. It was one of the first times I ever had done a radio thing. So I was so nervous. And I also chose to play songs that I had written like a day before, which if anyone listening is ever on the radio, I highly recommend you don't do. I would lean towards the songs you have practiced for much longer than that. But yeah, I remember it really well.
I feel like as an interviewer, that's like the dream to me, to get like the brand new material that's just raw, like unpolished and raw.
Yeah, well, if that session is archived somewhere, I guarantee it is raw.
I took a little listen to it. I enjoyed the raw.
Awesome.
Will you explain for our listeners your connection to Paonia a little bit? Will you talk about your time that you spent here?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to have a friend send me an email about an artist residency here and was like, I think you'd be a good fit for this. So I applied in 2016 and was invited to come out here for the 3-month residency at Elsewhere Studios. And it was kind of my first leap into making my own music. I'd been playing with lots of bands back in Minneapolis, but this was like, okay, this is my solo project. I don't know what's going to happen. I was making really weird like body noises into a looping pedal, and Elsewhere Studios was down for that, which is shocking now looking back on it, but super grateful. And yeah, met amazing artists here and made a lot of music here and have played it all around the country at this point. So it's really cool to be back.
That's cool. It's like you took a little piece of Paonia with you on the road.
Totally. Yeah. We even like regularly perform a song called Postcards from Paonia, which was like a song I wrote, each verse like a little message to one of my family members about how much I loved it here.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like Midwesterners, not unlike Westerners, are very shaped by place. I feel like place plays a big role in who we are as individuals. Will you talk a little bit about how it influences you as a songwriter?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really, it all comes back to landscape for me. And I think that's true for a lot of artists if you like really peel back all the layers. But we're definitely a band that just tries to encapsulate the sort of Midwest ethos. Sometimes I feel like we're weird, like cultural diplomats in our own country or something.
I love
traveling around. Yeah. There's so much beauty in the Midwest, and it's also a really complicated place, different and similar to a place like Paonia. But it's cool to kind of wear your home on your sleeve. I think it makes it more interesting to connect with people in different regions. So, yeah, I love it.
And there's like a little piece of, I don't know, I don't want to like make music sound more important than it is, but you're kind of like, it's almost an educational piece, right? Like you can tell the stories of a place in a compelling way where it gives people a connection to a place they may never have been before or experienced firsthand, but they do get to experience it through you, through your vision of it, through your experience of it.
Yeah, that's really well said. I like that. And that's often what I love in other people's music too, is I'm not reading a nonfiction article with a bunch of facts I'll soon forget. I'm experiencing a feeling. And yeah, I agree. Really compelling to engage with.
Yeah, experiencing a feeling. I like that. Yeah. How do you describe your music if you had to distill it down?
Oh, that's a good question. I wish I had a concise answer because I'd probably be better at like branding at this point then. But
which is such an unfortunate part about being an artist.
It's true. And maybe it's good I'm bad at it. I don't know. It's like singer-songwritery, but really influenced by 60s and 70s rock, and also some jazz influences, some experimental ambient influences. So I feel like if you like folk music and singer-songwriter vibes, but you have a pretty open mind, you would like us. Our most recent record is like really influenced by Tom Petty and Neil Young, and who doesn't love them? So
I think you're great at branding. I think that's your tagline right there. You mentioned the most recent record. Can we talk about Right On a little bit?
Yeah. It came out this past April, and we've been touring pretty hard ever since. It's my favorite music I've ever made. It's just so fun to play live, and it's really honest. A lot of the previous Humbird releases were very reflective and meditative, and there's honesty in that too, but I think there's a little more teeth in this collection of music, and it feels really refreshing to just put that out there. And we also recorded it to tape, so it has this sort of vintage, warm, imperfect feel to it that I love how it turned out. It was our first time ever doing that. I don't know if I'll ever go back to digital recording because the analog way is just, I think, so much more fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. That's such a... it's kind of a leap of faith, right? And it really is like allowing for, as you say, the imperfection and allowing us as the listener to get more of that kind of authentic sound rather than the really well-polished. Does that feel vulnerable to do it that way?
I think if I like thought about it too much, it would. But honestly, when you're in the studio with your bandmates recording to tape, you really only have like 3 tries to get a song. So you don't actually have a ton of time to feel vulnerable or nervous. You just have to like send it. And there's vulnerability in the songs inherently, I think, that we chose. But the actual recording of it was just like, let's have the most fun possible. Let's play our hearts out. And then when you listen back, you're not listening for imperfections. You're listening for like, what's the best vibe or like what captured the most emotion, which is a way healthier way to look at making music, especially recorded music.
I'm not mad, but I should be, since true love proved unlucky. I cast the die, I stained my hands on wrongful judgments and half-baked plans. I was right. Thank you.
Right On from Humbird, Siri of the musical group, joining me today in the studio. You mentioned this record having a little bit more teeth. Say more about that. What do you mean?
I think that's a quick way of saying that I was a lot angrier when I wrote these songs than I had been with songwriting in the past, just due to like micro scale things in my own life and just the macrocosm that we have all experienced in the last 5 years that just seems to escalate and roller coaster and whip us around. I feel like I worked really hard on this album to not be preachy or to project any strong absolutist opinion, but I just wanted to like ask good questions and to channel the intensity of emotions into those questions. And I hope that when people hear it, it feels like an invitation to sit with it and like feel what they feel, think what they think. But yeah, there's a little grit, and like sonically that means distortion pedals and turning up the amps and a lot more electric guitar. It's really cathartic.
No, I think you describe it perfectly. I think it to me feels like permission to live in the question and not have to have solutions necessarily.
That's the goal.
Living in that uncertainty, living in that liminal space, and just, I don't know, treating it with curiosity.
Absolutely. Curiosity, I think, is huge, especially when you are experiencing those emotions that can be blinding, like rage or heartbreak. Curiosity is such a radical choice in those situations.
I think I've been thinking a lot about the role of the folk singer, you know, historically, that, you know, that kind of role of holding truth to power in a really compelling way through poetry and lyric and melody. And I'm curious how you see the role of the folk singer right now in this current moment.
I mean, it's hard to answer that question without getting into the like nuances of what is a genre and why, and that's so connected to capitalism that and folk music just being music of the people. I'm definitely more in the camp of like folk music can be whatever people want it to be. And anyone who's calling themselves folk music is folk music. And a lot of people disagree with that, and I understand why. But I do think that just having these outlets that are accessible and anyone can join in and reflecting sort of not an average experience, but a collection of experiences and how they sort of harmonize or are cacophony all together, making space for all of that. I feel like it's an important thing today, just like it was 1,000 years ago, just like it will be hopefully in 1,000 years from now. And it feels all the more important with just how fast and immediate things are. I feel like folk music has a patience to it that hopefully captures the present moment, but also outlasts it.
Oh, Bluebell, do tell. I'm listening, and I mean well. Even monsters like their flowers, you watch them fall from their towers through the cracks, one seed at a time. soft and loving, clean the wounds of each day from mending through the cracks. One seed at a time, I give back what was never.
Song for the Seed off Humbird's most recent album, Right On. Siri joining me today in the studio.
How do you, if you think about the new record, do you have an ideal way you'd want someone to listen to it? Do you feel like it's the kind of record that you want someone to put on and listen to the whole thing? Do you feel like you want them to tap in? Kind of like, I don't know, I know people do this with books of poetry, you know, where they open it to a random poem and that's the poem that they get and that's their message for the day. Like, I wonder how, what's your approach?
I actually think both work with this record. I mean, we worked hard on the sequencing. I would love it if people listened from the first track to the last track. I also understand that that's not really how most people consume music these days, myself included. I mean, I love a full album, but on my, like, you know, daily average listening, it's pretty all over the place. But I do think this album sits well in the car. Like, there's, it's kind of a traveling record. It's very much about home, ironically, but I just think I wrote a lot of the songs while touring, and I think they feel very at home, like, turned up loud in the car. Yeah.
And I like the idea of being able to take home with you on the road. I mean, that's, isn't that what we all kind of crave when we're out on the road?
Yeah, that's the goal.
What are you listening to right now that you're excited about?
Ooh. Oh, man, we just did a six-hour drive to get here to talk with you today, so I should think back on some of the things we were listening to. We listened to the Irish band Lancum, their Live in Dublin album that came out this summer. They're one of my favorite bands making music right now. It's like doom folk vibes.
Doom folk. I like it.
Yeah, it's
talk
like
about
they could
sub-genre.
Be a, they could be a metal band, but they're playing all acoustic instruments. But just their arrangement choices are really intense and emotive. So I've been loving that lately. We listened to some Sam Gendel. I think that's how you say his name. He is regularly collaborating with people out of the LA, like, ambient experimental jazz scene. Also excellent driving music, but we were living in that land for a while today and it felt great.
How do you, when you're touring like you are right now, how do you take care of yourself? Do you have a sort of the things you know you need to feel soothed?
Yeah, there's, like, the things you know you need, and then there's, like, what you can actually accomplish, and there's usually a somewhat large gap between the two, but I think on the whole, me and my bandmates take pretty good care of ourselves and each other on the road. Like, we're like in it for the long run. We've been doing this for almost a decade now. So we take vitamins and go swimming and take hikes and like sleep in when we can, go to bed early when we can. It's really about the music. So maybe we're healthier than a lot of other bands on the road, but it's just hard, like with food and stuff. Like, you just sometimes you just got to make it work at the gas station. But I do feel like I have a good handle on things that are okay for you at the gas station, things that are really bad. So
we should have a Siri snack list for the gas station.
And I do what I can on the road. Sometimes it goes better than others.
Yeah, 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 totally. Like, I mean, that's life too, totally. Right?
Yeah.
Moving in, moving on, I swore I'd leave, instead I'm going strong. Calling in, calling out, your voice is on the telephone, but can't answer right now. When I
Seven Veils from Humbird's 2024 album, Right On. Siri, what do you hope people experience when they listen to your music? Especially this most recent record, because I feel like it's you know, got new elements. It's an evolving process. It's like the onion is being peeled.
Yeah, oh, I love that. I hope people feel a sense of permission to be where they're at and to feel how they're feeling. I think that's a lot of the focus of the album. And I also hope that people, when they come and listen to our music live, are invigorated, whether that's like in their own creativity or to show up for more things happening in their community. I hope to just be part of that engine that I think is really a redeeming quality of our human experience. Anytime we can be like some small part of someone making something new or supporting someone else making something new or restoring something that's beautiful and has been waiting to kind of resurrect. I think that's like a human superpower, and I feel that when I'm at shows and when I experience new things. So yeah, it's fun to try to like just keep the snowball going.
I love that. Yeah. If you weren't making music, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I have had so many side jobs, and all of them I was like, God, I cannot wait to get out of here to go make music. And some of them were awesome. Like I've worked in a bookshop, I've worked on farms, a lot of plant stores, some restaurants. And if you're working with good people, I think that's like the key is, yeah, just being with people you appreciate and enjoy spending time with. But for me, really the only avenue that felt like very purposeful and meaningful in this kind of like cellular way was music. And I liked supporting people as they dreamed up how they wanted to run their farm, or yeah, like serving people delicious food. Like all that stuff is great. But at the end of the day, I was always like, I gotta quit this job because all I want to do is play music. So
well,
yeah.
Well, we're glad you did.
Yeah.
Siri, thank you so much for making time to chat with us. Anything else you feel like is important to say?
No, just that I love being here. It's really good to be back at the station. And I feel like this is a really special place in this community. So thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
That was Siri Undlin of Humbird joining me today on Talkin' Music. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit our website, kvnf.org, or check us out on our KVNF listening app. We're going to go out on a new single titled Rosemary from Humbird's upcoming album, Astrovan, the Love Song Vignettes, scheduled to release in January of 2025. Stay tuned for that album. Thanks so much for tuning in.
This morning I caught you talking.